Everybody says, and you also, that to get Siddha Pranali is necessary to get Guru who gives Siddha Pranali. But if, for example, in ISKCON nobody gives Siddha Pranali, that means we cannot get directly Seva to Radha Krishna. Do you understand?
You're saying that you're a member of ISKCON, you're initiated in
Vinus.
Whatever, you don't have to tell, you don't have to say any names. Okay, you're initiated by a spiritual master in ISKCON, but you're living in the Radhakund. And the people around here that you meet are all initiated by various Babajis, and they're preaching to you that your life, your life, I know, I got it. Your life is nishfal and worthless, and you're not going to get anywhere unless you surrender to a guru and take pranali. I don't think you'll find that in Shastra, because Guru Sarva Shastra Vakya, that the words of the Guru, Sadhus, and Shastras should be parallel. So I've never seen anywhere in Shastra that if you don't have pranali, you can't attain Krishna. Because in Bhakti Rasa Samrita Sindhu, it said there's two ways to attain bhava and prema. One way is by vaidhi sadhana, only vaidhi sadhana, and another way is by raganuga sadhana. Raganuga sadhana, cultivating the moods and ways and sevas of the Brijvasis, and anugatya, or following the gopis especially, then one will go to Braj, Goloka Vrindavan. And if you're only doing Vaidhi Bhakti, you can also attain perfection of human life, attain Bhav and Prem, and you'll go to Vaikuntha. And then some acharyas like Vishnath, they give some interpretation that if someone is only doing Vaidhi, but they're not worshipping Lakshmi Narayan or Sita Ram, they're worshipping Radha and Krishna, so how can they go to Yodhya or to Vaikuntha, because their ishta is Radha and Krishna, but they're not following Rag Marg, which leads to Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. So this is a dilemma, a complex. So he gave an explanation, Rag Vartma Chandrika, in the first part, I believe, there's two parts, first diffusion, that he believes, or he's, that the person who attains prema, who worships Radha and Krishna on the path of Vaidhi Marg and attains prema by the mercy of the bhaktas and Krishna, then he will also go to Goloka Vrindavan, to Vrindavan, but he will go to the Aishvarya dimension of Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. And that Aishvarya dimension is described by Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in their purports of 10th Canto Bhagavatam, chapter 28, where Krishna showed the Brijvasis the spiritual world. A very beautiful chapter. And then it's also described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about this idea. So your question that someone's telling you can't attain perfection without pranali, that is not based on Shastra. But to become Radharani's Manjari and serve the lotus feet of Radharani, then you must follow the path of Raganuga Bhakti, and you must be on anugatya and following the footsteps of the Sakis and Manjaris of Vrindavan. And that can also be done independently on your own. You could assign yourself a Siddhadeya as a gopi, and you could follow Rag Marg, and you could study all, you could do all the same things that the traditional, what we call the traditional sampradayas are doing. They have receive a Manjari Sru from their gurus. They study a select group of books, and they meditate on the Astakali Leelas and their Guru Sarup, and Lalita or Vishakha or Samyuteshri Sarup, and Radha and Krishna, and then different Leela Stalis and places. Then they meditate on the services that are being done there, and they're also doing the same services that are being described. They have a turn, or they do those services. And you can pass your time chanting japa And meditating like that, by what you can say, giving yourself, assigning to yourself a siddhadeya. And that's also a legitimate way to realize perfection. Because it's based on your rag and your ruchi. And there's a verse in Krishna Karnamrita and Saranga Rangata Tika by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami on verse number 2 or 3 of Krishna Karnamrita by Bilvamangala Thakur, where he uses the word paryakalpate. And he says in that verse, he said, even if one has not attained to the level of bhava, he can still meditate on his siddhadeya according to his what he's received or what is designed. So the word paryakalpya means to create, to manufacture, to design. So that means do it yourself. So there are many devotees that follow that way. I personally was doing that for 20 years. I had assigned myself. Because when you follow the traditional parivars, or traditional family lines or parivars, group lines of devotees coming from Lord Nityananda, Sri Advaita Prabhu, or Sri Gadadhara Pandit, or Rakeshwara Pandit, or Shamananda Prabhu, or many different lines are there. Traditional method of bhajan, where one receives the siddha pranali, their mantri srup directly from the guru. So then that's the traditional way. So somehow my life went that way also. But it's not, it's because the holy name of Krishna is unlimitedly powerful. There's so many verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita that describe that all mystic cities can be attained by the holy name. All perfections can be attained by the holy name. It says, Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigra, Purnashuddha Nityamukta Binatta Namanamano. Nam Bhajan. Nam, faith, Shraddha, Nam, Guru Kripa. You have a Guru and you pray for his mercy and you pray for Krishna's mercy. It's possible. It's not the traditional way of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Starting even 500 years ago, Gopal Bhatta Goswami gave Siddha Pranali to Srinivas Acharya. This is described in chapter 6 of Prem Vilas, one book called Prem Vilas, written by Nityananda Das, who was a direct disciple of Janava Mata. And he used to travel with her, very intimate follower of Nityananda and Janava Mata. So that's a fact. So starting from the time of the six Goswamis and Gopal Guru gave Siddha Pranali to Dhyan Chandra, and he wrote about it. That book is there in English. So it's certainly a bona fide process, and that's how Gaudiya Vaishnavas have been practicing Raganuga Bhakti for 500 years, is if they have that rag and that lopa, that greed, they go to a qualified guru, and if they meet the qualification, they take diksha, and then after some time, if they're more qualified, they receive siddha pranali diksha from the guru, and they follow the path of mandri srup upasana, to worship in their mandri srup given by their guru, meditating on the lilas, rendering mental service there, manasi seva. This is a traditional path, but in transcendence, there's no hard and fast rules. If you want to love Krishna, there's no walls and barriers to keep you from loving Krishna. That's the standard path, the standard original ancient path of Gaudiya Vaishnavas is to go to a guru. Every guru taught the path of Raganuga Bhakti. From the very beginning, you would begin with the ideas and conceptions of Raganuga Bhakti mixed with Vaidhi. This would be standard Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And then that Vaidhi would maybe diminish and we become full-blown Raganuga Bhakti practices. But in some of the neo neo-Gaudiya, what they call neo-Gaudiya Vaishnava groups, the newer groups that have come in the last 50 or 100 years, they start with Vaidhi Bhakti and they just, that's it. But all of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya came to teach Raghunuga Bhakti. He says in CC, Raghunuga Bhakti Prachar. He came to preach. And the six Goswamis preach Raghunuga Bhakti. Everyone preaches Raghunuga Bhakti. The goals, and Gopi Bhav, and all these things, this is to be talked about from the very beginning and thought about. Not like Gopi Bhav, Manjaris, Radha Krishna's pastimes. This is the sub and substance of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So it's okay. Krishna will make all arrangements. You'll attain perfection by the mercy of the holy name and Guru Kripa. And even it says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when it's discussing Bhava Bhakti, it says, Bhagavan Kripaya or Bhakti, Bhakta Kripaya. Because sadhana bhakti alone does not give one bhava. Sadhana bhakti, this whole verse, which I can't remember this now, but sadhana bhakti prepares the heart to be blessed by guru or bhakta. So it's okay. I mean, obviously, one should preach according to Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. That's not done so much these days. Sarana Bhavibe, this is another verse, nice verse from Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Sarana Bhavibe Jaha Sira Dehi Pabe. Taha rag pat se ase upaya. Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Sadhana bhavibe jasnadeya. Whatever subject is constantly meditated upon at the time of performing sadhana, such as meditating on the siddhadeya, then the mind and heart will become absorbed in that, and that same subject will become prominent at the time of death. I'm not sure that this is this is from the Gaudiya Math translation of this verse, but it says sadhana bhavibe jaha sadadeha. Because the actual Sanskrit of Narottam is not saying that. He says this is the rag pat upaya. Upaya means the method. The method of rag bhajan, bhave. He says sadhana bhavibe jaha. Sadhana bhavibe. The bhavas, the moods that you cultivate during your sadhana, pabe, the moods that you cultivate in your siddhadeya, that's what you'll attain. So it says, sadhana bhavibe jaha siddhadeya pabe. Pabe means to attain, it's a verb. So as your sadhana, that bhava that you're cultivating in your siddhadeya, this is the upaya, the practice of Raghunuga Bhakti. That wasn't the verse I was looking for. Does that answer your question?
It means not necessary to get Guru who gives you benefit. This is not necessary.
Traditionally, before, let's put it this way, the standard traditional path Gaudiya Vaishnavism for the last 500 years is that the disciple would surrender to the guru and the guru would instruct him, and when he was qualified he would give him diksha. Then when he was further qualified he would initiate in him and reveal to him his siddhadeya and teach him how to do bhajan and siddhadeya. That's what I'm saying. So obviously, since this is the tradition, and this is what Lord Chaitanya taught, and this is what all his followers teach, everywhere Rupa Goswami is talking about Siddhadeya. Narottam Das Goswami is talking about, Narottam Das is talking about Siddhadeya. Krishna's Kaviraj is talking about Siddhadeya. Where do you get that Siddhadeya? From Guru. So basically our Shastras are saying that this is the traditional way. But I'm speaking in an absolute term, because the holy name has, because those that aren't in this traditional system, then they depend on the holy name and the mercy of Guru. We also depend on the holy name and the mercy of Guru, but we have also the traditional system which we're following. The goal, any Gaudiya Vaishnava, his goal is Krishna Prema. But before Krishna Prema, there's the Siddhadeya. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is the foundational book for every single Gaudiya Vaishnava. And in there, it talks about sadhana bhakti. You have to do sadhana bhakti in this body, man, woman body, called sadhaka rup. And you have to do sadhana in your Siddhadeya. Seva sadhaka rupena, siddhu rupena chatrahi. This is part of sadhana. And every guru every Gaudiya Vaishnava will teach sadhana in these two bodies to his disciple. And he wants to give that second, he wants to give the Siddha Pranali as soon as the disciple is qualified so that he can practice sadhana. This is the traditional way. So if people are telling you that, you should take Siddhadeya because they're correct. They are correct. You should take Siddhadeya. But if you come in a line where you already have a guru, you can't just throw away your guru. So this becomes a kind of a, so what to do? So you have to work within the parameters. It's not the tradition. It's not what our Shastras are telling. Our Shastras, Krishna's Kaviraj, Narottam Das Thakur, and Rupa Goswami are saying, you need Siddhadeya. And the guru gives Siddhadeya. This is a fact. Now, if you come from a group where the guru doesn't give Siddhadeya, then the question is, can you get Siddhadeya in another way besides your tradition? And my answer was yes. And how? By the mercy of the holy name. If you didn't understand what I already said, that's what I said. Because the holy name is Nama Chintamani, Krishna Chintamani. You know what Chintamani means? Chintamani. Chinta means thoughts. Money means gem. Thought gem. It's not a sparshamani. That's called sparshamani means a touchstone. This is chintamani. What you desire, what you're thinking, this gem will give you that. So this name is that gem. You're thinking, I want Siddhadeya. You get it. But you have to have faith. It's not the tradition. It's not what the Shastras are telling. It's saying, because Rupa Goswami, and then they give all kinds of upside down interpretations in various neo Gaudiya Vaishnava movements. No, you do bhajan and your sadhakadeya. When you come to bhava, then you start doing bhajan and your siddhadeya. I've heard this preached. No, when you come to ruchi, when you come to the platform of ruchi, then you can start. This is not in the Shastras or teachings of the Goswamis. Our Shastras are saying, you can begin Raghunuga Bhajan at Anartha Nivritti. This in Raghavardhan Chandrika. This is a clear verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, aka Nectar of Devotion. This verse. And this is, there's a chapter in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu called Sadhana Bhakti. The next chapter is called Bhava Bhakti. The next chapter is called Prema Bhakti. This is not spontaneous, advanced thing. It's sadhana. Sadhana, is it spontaneous? You just wake up and you start chanting 16 rounds? And spontaneous, you just remember Krishna and you wait? No, you have to force yourself. Sadhana means force. And some little bit of ruchi. Some taste. Not ruchi as a stage of spiritual life, but ruchi as I like it. I like to chant. But I don't like it that much. I like to sleep more. I like to eat more. If I have a choice between eating or sleeping, I'd rather eat or sleep. We can't say we have nam ruchi, because that's a quality. That's one of the nine symptoms of someone at bhava. Nam ruchi. But that's Namasadaruchi. At all times I have a taste for chanting the holy name. That's bhava. So I don't have sadaruchi, but I have tora ruchi. Huh? You like to chant, you like to go around at night in the Harinama. It's nice. And maybe chant. Half hour, okay, fine. 10 hours? Sit down for 10 hours? I can't do it. Who can do? Someday, some lifetime we can do. So we do what we can do. But we should be sure and know whatever we're doing correctly. Like I was speaking to him earlier. Whether one is only doing, if the Gaudiya Vaishnava is only doing bhajan for 1 hour, or whether he has a situation where he's doing bhajan for 14 hours, the bhajan is the same. He's doing 1 hour bhajan in Raghunuga Bhakti, and he's doing 12 hours bhajan in Raghunuga Bhakti. He's doing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, Krishna Smaranam, for 1 hour, Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith with the baby and the kids in the house, whatever. And he's a Babaji, he's doing 12 hours, and he's also doing hearing, chanting, remembering Radha Krishna's Leelas. And he's doing 1 hour hearing, chanting, remembering. The bhajan is the same, the goal is the same, the sadhana is the same. It's just a matter of immersion, it's a matter of ruchi, it's a matter of attachment, it's a matter of time and absorption. It's not that everybody's a Babaji is a Baba Bhakti. They're also doing Ragan, they're doing sadhana bhakti. You're a sadhaka or you're a siddha? Who's siddha? Very few are siddha. So all of you, we're all doing sadhana. So if someone's a Gaudiya Vaishnava, every single Gaudiya Vaishnava should be doing Raghunuga Bhakti. Either Raghunuga Bhakti mixed with Vaidhi or pure Raghunuga Bhakti. Bhava Mayi sadhana. That means fully absorbed in the activities of the actual goal. This is described in Raghavart and Chandrika and Sandarbhas. Five types of Raghunuga Bhakti. This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Purva Vibhag, East, which means Eastern Division, Chapter 2, Verse 295. And it's also, look how popular verse, it's also quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bindu by Vishwanath. It's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. He's teaching him about sadhana bhakti, and he's telling him, Siddhadeya, Siddhadeya, Siddhadeya. So he writes about Siddhadeya. Everyone writes about Siddhadeya, and they give the Siddhadeya. Chapter 22, Madhya Leela 158. It's also an Upadeshamrita in the purport. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrihi tadbhava lipsana karya braja lokanasarata. As I was mentioning earlier. In your sadhaka rupa and in your siddha rupa, you follow the residence of Braj. Brajaloka. A sadhaka who has lobha, well, this is his translation anyway, says in our sadhaka rupa and in our siddha rupa, we should cultivate the activities and the bhava and the activities of the residence of Braj. That's it. Whether you're, 1 year in Krishna consciousness, or whether you're 10 lifetimes in Krishna consciousness. If you're doing sadhana, it should be Raghunuga sadhana. The goal is Radha Krishna Prem. The goal is the seva of Radharani and Mantri Bhav, Gopi Bhav. Lord Chaitanya came to give Gopi Bhav. Up until the last 50 years, practically speaking, every single Gaudiya Vaishnava and every single Parivar had one idea. I will become Radharani's Manjari. That is it. 15th century, 16th century, 17th century, 18th century, 19th century. Without exception in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And now, with the Neo-Gaudiya movements, so many, I want to be a coward boy. I want to be a mother. I want to be a mother of Gopal. It's really something different than what is and was the tradition. Lord Chaitanya came to give Braja Bhakti in the mode of gopis. The six Goswamis came to give Braja Bhakti in the mode of the gopis. Krishna's Kaviraj, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishnu Chakravarti, Baladevi Vidyabhushan. And there's a letter, Prabhupada, they wrote Prabhupada a letter to the disciple about the gurus, our parampara. And Prabhupada said, yes, all of our gurus in our parampara are mantras. Bhakti Sanat is a mantra, Bhakti Nath is a mantra, Jagannath Das is a mantra as well. But I'm a coward. Okay, very good. I don't know. No, he's not.